AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Doctors Without Borders has pulled out of Kunduz in Afghanistan. Its hospital was destroyed, killing 22 people. It's not clear yet who is responsible. Defense Secretary Ash Carter was asked about it.
It is a complicated and confused situation on the ground.
Carter says the Pentagon will get to the bottom of this.
We be full transparent about our investigation, and also that we hold accountable if there is someone to be accountable, anybody responsible for doing something they shouldn't have done.
U.S. officials say American Special Operations Forces advising Afghan commandos in the vicinity of the hospital requested air support when they came under fire in Kunduz. In Emmitsburg, Maryland today, President Obama honored 87 firefighters who died in the line of duty.
You remember them as moms and dads, siblings and spouses, friends and neighbors. Today we remember them and salute them as the heroes that they were.
The president said it's hard to think of a more selfless profession. Firefighters and police in the Carolinas are working overtime, dealing with extreme flooding. Eric Rousey is with the South Carolina Emergency Management. He says torrential rains mean the threat of flooding for days.
The rivers need to crest, and that could it could be a long time before that happens. So we're anticipating this going on into Monday and Tuesday and into next week,
The city of Columbia, South Carolina, is telling all 375,000 of its water customers to boil their water before drinking it. Forecasters say Hurricane Joaquin has weakened to a Category 2 storm. It's still expected to bring hurricane conditions to Bermuda. Minneapolis fire officials suspect an oven for causing a house fire that killed three children. This is AP Radio News. Matt Damon has the number one movie at the box office. He plays an astronaut on Mars in The Martian.
I'm definitely gonna die up here if I have to listen to any more god-awful disco music.
My God, Commander Lewis, couldn't you have packed anything from this century?
There are some funny moments in this drama. The Martian had a strong opening weekend. Last weekend's top movie, Hotel Transylvania, was second. One NFL game is in the books. It was played in London. The New York Jets' offense led them to a 27-14 win over the Miami Dolphins. Later today, Adrian Peterson and the Minnesota Vikings play the Denver Broncos.
Of course, they have a great linebacker core, and the secondary is stellar as well. It's going to be the best defense we have faced thus far.
The Broncos are 3-0 this season. Tonight, Dallas, without Tony Romo, travels to New Orleans to play the Saints. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.